Thank you for tuning into my show. My name is Jariah Monet. Let's get lit and locked in. Hey, you guys. It's your girl, Jariah. Before we get into this next episode, let's go ahead and check out the motivational clip of the week.
Where, you know what I mean? You making moves and starting to make your way out. And people start trying to attach themselves to you. And sometimes it's like kamikaze. They throw themselves up trying to stop you. So, you know, you gotta have faith in what you're doing and not take no for an answer. You'll get it. It'll be a long run, but you'll get it. For sure.
I hope you guys enjoyed that clip. It was actually the last clip. If you guys listened to last week's episode, I did show you. It was a whole interview. It was a Nipsey Hussle interview. I liked the whole entire interview, so I'm like, I'm just gonna take another part of that interview and just throw it in there. So but yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys. It's Sunday, so I hope you guys had a relaxing weekend. I hope you guys are preparing for the week coming up. Sorry if you hear that airplane flying over my damn house because I live too damn close to the airport. But and it's also daylight savings, so I hope you guys adjusted your clocks. Time has moved up an hour. So excited. You know, the weather's starting to break. I'm excited. So it's not going to be dark at 6 o'clock anymore. Thank God. But I hope you guys, like I said, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. Welcome back. You guys, I'm feeling real good. You can hear it in the tone of my voice, but I'm feeling real good, you guys. Like, I am. But let's go ahead and get into the episode. I'm dropping 2 episodes this week. So this is one of them. I'm not going to drop them at the same time. No, I'm not. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. So, this coronavirus. I'm not really going to get into in depth of my theory and speculations because, you know, I've been having conversations with other people, you know, that have the same mind as me and think the same exact thing. But I'm not really going to get into depth into it. You know, that's, I'm just going to keep it to myself, honestly. But anyway, what's kind of pissing me off about it is I think people are really overreacting, and this is just my opinion. Of course, you know, I'm not saying don't take, you know, the flu serious or anything like that. You know, we always want to make sure that we're washing our hands, staying sanitized, and make sure, you know, every time we cough or sneeze, you know, covering our mouths and staying home if you're sick. You know, definitely, you know, I want everybody to stay clean and safe. But I feel like as far as, like, states going into state of emergencies, and you know, there's a lot of businesses that aren't really conducting business as normal. A lot of these employees have to stay home and things like that. And I'm just like, you know, I feel like you guys are kind of going overboard with it because it's really not that serious. If you look at the symptoms of the coronavirus, it is exactly the same as the motherfucking flu. The flu that, you know, that we get every motherfucking year, every time flu season comes around. And flu season, we're literally in flu season right now. So it was kind of like, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, a lot of shit does not make sense to me at all. And I'm just kind of like, I'm putting two and two together. A lot of this shit doesn't add up. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just going to sit back and observe, continue to do what I do. I'm just continue to eat my fruits, my vegetables, and making sure that, you know, I'm just getting the proper nutrients. You know, I wash my hands on a regular anyway, so I don't need that reminder. but yeah, honestly, I just feel like everybody's overreacting and making a big deal about it. And I feel like a lot of companies are losing money by shutting down, honestly. I'm just like, I just can't wait till it all passes over and it becomes another meme on the internet. And I'm just going to say, I told you, like, I just can't wait for this point to be proven, honestly. And every time around election time, some type of flu virus epidemic always comes out. Like, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't know if they're trying to distract us, but I mean, not me, honestly. I'm woke. I'm woke. I'm paying attention. I know what the hell is going on. So, but yeah, I just feel like it's just, I don't know if it's the name that's putting everybody in fear. I don't know what the hell it is. I'm like, you guys reacted the same way about the swine flu, about Ebola, but all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, if we survive that, this is no different, honestly. It's no different. So, and I think it's really the press that is kind of making it, you know, seem more than what it is. But yeah, honestly, I just don't know. But what I have been doing, though, because if you guys been doing your research, there's, you know, there are a few pharmaceutical companies that are, you know, working to try to get a vaccine out there for the virus. So what I've been doing, because there is two companies I done my research on, I did buy, for the two companies, I did invest in the stock. Well, two shares per company. They're really cheap. They're really cheap. If you guys want more information, you could definitely hit me up and I'll definitely give you a little more information. Like, I'm talking about like $2, $3, $4 cheap. And now, like, the one company I did invest in is almost at $15 per share. And at the time, I did buy it at $4.22 per share. And I'm just like, damn, I should have bought more. But at the time, I'm just like, I was just testing it out because I'm just like, well, I plan on holding the stock. So I'm like, well, it probably won't do anything until like a couple of months. Mm-mm. No, within like a week, that shit went ham. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, I was just so happy. But yeah, like I said, I really don't think this is much. I just can't wait for this shit to pass over and everybody's going to be making memes about this shit. but yeah, that's all I had about the virus. I'm not going to say too much more about it. But yeah, let's go ahead and really get into the good stuff. Oh, my phone is stuck. Wow. Okay. But anyway, I've just been doing a lot of self-reflecting the last week, honestly. I've been kind of lazy, too, so I've been really praying to God to really break this lazy spirit. But, I mean, I haven't been too lazy. It's just me just really kind of, you know, catching up on some me time, honestly. Having a few days to myself, honestly. I did speak about that on the last episode. But I've really been reflecting on life. And, you know, these past couple of months, really, they were really hectic, sorry, for me. I can't speak today. They were really hectic for me. But, you know, during all the chaos and shit like that, I'm just like, you know what? I appreciate everything that I went through. I'm grateful for everything that I've went through. I'm just grateful for it all, you know? I feel like, you know, during our journey, during our process, you know, I feel like, yeah, a lot of shit may not go our way, but you just gotta really be thankful, you know, for the ups, for the downs, honestly. Before, and I'm gonna say it again, your situation can be way worse. I'm like, damn, I complain about how my car drives and the luxury, you know, to have off. So you'll definitely get yours in the end. You just, you know, it's all about having patience and things like that. But yeah, just really be grateful and appreciate what you have and who you have around you as well. Like, that goes same for people. Like, honestly, there's really some good people out here and there's some fucked up people out here. But you really got to appreciate the good ones because there's not a lot of real ones out here. It's a very cold world. And I just feel like, you know, we definitely got to appreciate the real ones, keep them by our side. Because, like I said, a lot of people, it's a lot of shady shit that goes on in this world, honestly. And like I said, just always, you know, keep the good ones by your side and really never switch up. But yeah, and also too, you know, I feel like we really all gotta stop living in fear and really go after what we want in life. And, you know, just go for it. Just fucking do it. Just fucking do it. Anything that you want to do, any business proposal, any plan you got, write that shit out and really get to it, man. I see a lot of people come to me talking about, well, I want to do this. I want to invest into stock. I want to do this, that, and the third. And they be like, oh, I've been doing this, that, and the third, you know, research and books and shit like that. I'm just like, well, why haven't you made that move yet, you know? A lot of people, they always, you know, because I had talked about foreign exchange, and a lot of people's like, well, I'm kind of skeptical, you know, is it accurate, this and the third. Sometimes you gotta test the waters. You gotta go out and test the motherfucking waters. Face your fears. I'm like, fear is just really false. It's just a false imagination, you know. You're creating scenarios in your head that are non-existent. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, when I did leave my job back in 2019, last year, you know, I don't know, over the time, it really, I don't know, ever since I did that, it really built a lot of confidence. I feel like I could do anything, especially when I made it out of the, you know, the rut I was in, too. I'm like, yo, I can do anything. If I can make it out of the hardest part of my life, not saying that there's not going to be other challenges, but I'm like, yo, I really kind of picked myself up from out the bottom, so now I know how to proceed moving forward when I do run into other challenges. And, you know, that built my confidence. You know, I'm not scared of no's anymore. I'm not scared to do anything. I'm not scared of rejection. I'm not scared of anything that's not working out because, you know, there's always other ways. There's always other routes to take. You know, sometimes we do, you know, there are going to be setbacks, but, you know, those setbacks, you know, you should definitely be, you know, when you do get setback, you know, you should be working on another route and really kind of reflecting and reevaluating on the shit that you did wrong, so you know how to, you know, go about it the next time around. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm not scared to take risk at all anymore, and I love that about me. I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like I have some type of superpower. I feel like I have some type of superpower, which I love. I love it. And, you know, that's why I'm always telling my sisters and my brother and my friends, you know, the close ones to me, you know, I'm like, yo, we, you know, you all have these great ideas. Let's just go for it. Think outside the box, you know. You know, you may be doing it one way, but sometimes you got to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop being scared. Don't be scared to lose money. You know, that's what's going to happen. You know, you're going to lose money, but as long as you're gaining more back, it's okay. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think at one point I was really scared of rejection and I was scared of certain shit happening. And she's like, you know what? This is going to have to happen so you can get here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, and no matter how hard you avoid it, the shit's just gonna keep getting worse. So it's like, you know what? Let's just let everything go. Like, let everything happen the way it's supposed to happen. And, you know, as long as you're in alignment and, you know, you're connecting with God and the universe, as long as, you know, you're putting that positivity out there. Like I said, all of that will come to you. Back to you in a different type of form. It may not be, it's always going to be in a way you least expect it, but it's in a good way. It's in a good way. So I just feel like we all got to stop living in fear and just go for it. I feel like that should be the motto for this year. Go for it. After, it's just like, you see a lot of shit going on in this world. It's just like, you know, when Nipsey had passed last year and, you know, Kobe and his daughter, and it's just like all this shit going. It's just like, yo, that has, you know, Pop Smoke passing away. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. You know, it's just like, that should motivate you to really kind of start chasing your dreams. Don't let that scare you. Don't let it scare you, because I know death can be scary, but don't let it scare you. Let it motivate you. Like, yo, I got to go harder. Like, I got to really chase my dreams, you know. Like, I have a purpose in this life. That should motivate you to find your purpose. I'm still in the process of finding my purpose, but as of right now, I'm doing this. But yeah, like, just go for it. Honestly, like, you can't be scared of rejection at all. It's part of life. I feel like once you understand how life works, you really kind of stop questioning. I think I said this before. Once you understand how life works, you kind of stop questioning on why certain shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Or why you're going through certain shit. But I feel like as long as your intentions are pure, you know, you're always, like I said, you're always going to be winning in the end. So at the end of the day, you know your reward is coming to you. So that shouldn't scare you at all. It should not scare you at all. But life is really, really amazing. You know, every day I wake up, I give thanks, you know, I always give thanks. I'm either saying that out loud. I like to journal too. I do that. I like to, I'm a writer, so I just love to write. And that goes for anything that's for music. I'm actually working on a script I'm writing as well too. So I don't know. I just be having these random ass ideas, and I feel like I always have to act on these ideas, even if it's something little. Like, I always have to, like, either write it down somewhere. And yeah, I just, the thought, I don't know, the feeling about putting something down on a piece of paper, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. But yeah, what was I saying here? Sorry, somebody had been texting my phone. But yeah, I will be dropping 2 podcast episodes this week. This one, and then it's going to be my first podcast. I'm interviewing somebody this week. So we'll see how that goes. I never really interviewed anybody before. I'm not good at asking people questions. I'm a talker, so I'm kind of like, I like to go with the flow of things, so it's just easy for me to do that. But I plan on having a lot more guests. I'm just going to give you guys a little insight of what I have really planned for the whole podcast. Like, since I'll be working again starting next week. Yeah, I'll be working again, guys. So I probably will be recording my podcast on the weekends. So I'm just going to trying to work around the schedule and everything like that. But plan on buying a camera, and I do want to have a little table set up and everything like that for the guests. I'm going to start doing giveaways as well. It's just a whole lot of things that I have planned for the podcast that I just can't wait. Like, I don't know, whenever I have an idea, I just want this shit to happen now. But patient, I got to be patient. But yeah, I want to just start doing giveaways and having guests. I do definitely want to start doing live interviews. I don't know, I just, something about being seen on camera, like the visualization is just always, I feel like it always puts that like the cherry on top of things. But yeah, I want to have more just in-person interviews, group interviews, you know, just talking with like-minded people. It's just a lot of good things. Like, I can just see this shit happening now, so I'm just kind of ready for it all to manifest. But until then, I'm just gonna continue to, you know, keep working and, you know, investing in myself and things like that too. Also, I did want to mention, like, really invest in yourself. You know, if it's something that you want in life as far as business, you know, if you need certain shit for your business, you're gonna have to invest in yourself. You know, you have to, sometimes it takes money to make money. So, you know, you're definitely gonna have to invest in yourself, especially if you want your vision to come to life. You know, if you're, the thing is, when a lot of people like to half-ass shit, and I like to go the cheap route. So if you half-ass a lot of shit and you like want to go the cheap route, then expect to get that in return. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't expect things to be all glitter and gold if you're half-assing yourself, especially when it comes to investing in yourself. You know, it's like, these companies got to get paid too, you know what I'm saying? So just like you're trying to get paid, the company's trying to get paid too. Everybody, I feel like everybody, you know, benefits off of it at the end of the day. So but yeah, just don't half-ass anything. Just put your all to it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I always say, treat your dreams and goals as a trophy. Like with me, like, I invested a lot into my equipment, because like I said, this equipment wasn't originally for podcasting. It was just for music, which I still do. So it was a lot of money I invested in, which I don't regret at all. But yeah, I invested a lot over the years into my equipment, and it's some pretty good ass equipment. So, and it lasts long too. So that's the thing too. When you're investing in yourself, you know, you want to invest in some good quality shit, whatever it is. And I feel like, yeah, shit, it may hurt your pockets, it may not, but you just got to really think about it the long way. I mean, in long term, don't think of it as you losing money. You just think of it as you, you know, okay, I'm going to, you know, gain some profit from this, you know, in the long run. It may not be now, but, you know, in the long run, it's definitely going to pay off. And also too, just make sure that you're staying consistent. I say this all the time, consistency is key. Make sure you're consistent and persistent, and, you know, just keep going at it, and don't give up at all. I know it's easier said than done, because there's days where I want to give the fuck up. I'm like, or there's days where I'm lazy, you know, and I always just try to shake myself up out of these bad habits, which I'm doing pretty good at. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm getting real good at that, and I'm proud of myself. But as long as you're staying consistent, And, you know, just keep it going. Just keep it going. Like I said, things don't happen overnight. You just gotta really, like, I feel like this should really motivate you. You know, you're like, yo, I really gotta, I got a vision. And even though things ain't happening now, I know it's gonna pay off. So I just gotta keep going. That should just really motivate you. And that's one reason why I didn't give up. Cause I'm like, this shit's gonna pay off. I'm like, it's gonna pay off in the end. And it's just gonna be a great story to tell. And I can't wait until the rest of my story is finished. And yeah. But that's really all I had to talk about for today's episode, guys. I hope that really helped somebody. I feel real good about this episode. And I really love the last episode, if you guys listen to it. I don't really listen to my podcast, but that one, I listened to it about twice, two times. I listened to it about two times. And I'm like, I'm getting kind of better at it. So, like I said, the more I keep doing it, the more easier it is going to be for me. But yeah, I hope everybody has a great week. I hope everybody has a great weekend. This is the last day of the weekend. So just make the best of it. Sundays are supposed to be relaxing. So just make sure you're relaxing. And, you know, I call it Sunday cleansing. That's going to be a thing for me where I just cleanse every Sunday. Like, no social media. Just, you know, pampering myself. Either that's me reading a damn book or going to walk, take a walk in a park. Whatever you find cleansing to you, I feel like you should do, like, pick a day, you know, out of the week, Sundays, and just kind of give yourself that time. But I hope you guys really enjoy this next episode. I just want to shout out to all the listeners, the loyal listeners. You guys are amazing. Continue to share. Sorry if you guys hear the noise in the background. Continue to share the word, spread the word. Continue to leave comments or reviews, just any feedback. Like I said, I don't get offended by feedback, good or bad, so it doesn't matter to me. But I thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next episode.